Yeah, look, we gave it a crack at the end. We certainly showed Wildcat spirit and you know, give ourselves a chance. But I thought we were pretty loose in the first half, and we probably paid too much respect to Dillard instead of getting after him. I think we got after him in the second half, and he coughs the ball up. You know, and they shoot 50% from the threes, and we shoot 15%. So disappointing that way. But look, I like the way we played for most of the game.
Damien, does it feel like as close as you made it at the end that you, I guess, left it a little bit too late for that run?
Yeah, certainly. You know, when we get into that full court press, you know, sometimes it can win us games, sometimes we can be overzealous with us, but unfortunately, you know, we left it to the last 3 or 4 minutes. Maybe if we'd gotten after it a little bit earlier, regardless of who their point guard was, more focused about who their style of game we want to play, maybe some more some better things would have happened more consistently throughout the 40 minutes. But I thought the Griers were great in the last 3 minutes, 4 minutes. But, yeah, as you mentioned, it was too little too late.
Trev, I think Cotton had only 4 points at half-time. He ended up with 26. Was that just a good job by them on him in the first half?
You probably settle for a lot of long twos, you know, and then we changed some tactics and went so to stretch the floor so we can get to the bucket as well, you know. So we went and played some small ball, which helped, especially went to get the scoring, but then we couldn't get some stops. They made some big buckets. I think Carter hit a three right in front of our bench. Mitchell had a tip-in dunk, you know. So when we started to get on a roll, we just couldn't stop. And, you know, to have that 10-point buffer, it was just too much for us at the end. We certainly got it back to within striking distance, but it was just too much for us. Nothing else?
Damien, just, I mean, obviously it's so close, and you guys are still right at it. I think you're 11, 12, so yeah, 11, 12. 5 to go. Probably need to get to something like 15. I mean, do you feel like you can still keep this run of playoff runs going? You know, do you feel like you've got a group good enough to get there?
Yeah, absolutely. I think tonight was only a third or fourth time where we've had all 12 contracted players available for a game, and I know it resulted in a loss, but you know, I'll back the guys each week to get the win. And you know, the comp is so special this season that, you know, it's probably going to come back to who wins each series within the team. So, you know, Adelaide's probably locked up a spot, and then there's 5, 6, 7 teams still vying for the next 3 positions. So, you know, it's been a hell of a season, and I'm excited for the back end of the year, and I'll back us to not only make a playoff position, but, you know, to go all the way again. But whoever holds up the trophy at the end of the year, they should be very proud, because as far as I'm concerned, this is the strongest the league's been in. But the strongest and the most even the league's been in, you know, my 10 seasons of playing.
Trev, what do you guys got to do to get there?
Well, obviously win. We've got Melbourne at home. I think we've got the next 2 at home. So we've got to take care of business at home and then look forward to the last weekend. We've got a doubleheader. So, look, if we're good enough, we'll make it. We still believe in the guys without a question. Their spirit and the camaraderie in the group is there. And we just need to, you know, knock down some shots when we had that chance to put some pressure on the opposition.
Do you feel any pressure with that 30 playoff appearances in a row? Is that anything, or do you just put that aside?
That's we really can't control. That's a great history, and we're very proud of it. And it's this group's time to do the best we can. And we've gone through a lot of adversity at the start of this year with injuries, and I think 3 point guards getting injured at the same time. And you know, the spirit and character has been there the last month, and it's not going to take much to get it firing on all cylinders, and now we've got 5 games to get it where it needs to be.
And just a quick word on your old rivals, the Breakers. I mean, I don't think anyone would be surprised if both you teams end up in the playoffs, but from where they've come from, winning 4 in a row, are they back in the mix now?
Yeah, well, you know, we're both teams, when the heat's the hottest, they perform, you know, and the Breakers have done that year after year, and they went through a bad patch with their injuries, and they recharge with new imports coming in, and obviously Corey not playing, and so they've been through their adversity as well, and they've come out of it pretty strong. And hopefully we get another crack at it against each other later on in the year.